This is continuing on the 13th. What was it about Courtney that she only did to the boys? She does bad things. To the girls, she does good things, right? What? Why does she do good things to the girls?
Because she's a girl.
Because she's a girl too, right?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, what other what kinds of things does she do to the boys? Hit them?
Yeah.
What else? What else does she do?
Hit them on the
nose. What? Ross unzipped his jacket and he said, I zipped it and got undone, instead of I unzipped it. Right? I told Ross that I bet a lot of his kids in his preschool lived in Forest Hills, and he said, but they don't. And he said, I don't know where they do, and that's that. In other words, he didn't want to hear me ask more questions about where his kids, the kids in his preschool lived. After hearing me make that recording, Ross said, you can say that again. Has long, long what? Log, log cabin?
Yeah.
Yeah, long, long cabin?
Yeah, and they made a fire
from
wood inside.
Uh-huh.
They made a cabin fireplace in the long cabin.
I see. And what did the king say to them?
You better come to my castle. And they said, no way!
Uh-huh.
And then they went on the
maze. Ross said, first comes Gerbil's first Christmas.
Yeah, then.
That's not Gerbil's. Ross said, first comes Gerbil's first Christmas, and then comes Casper. And I said, no! And it's Casper first, and then the Gerbils. I mean, the chipmunks. And then Ross said, come on, Dad. I'll show you. Let's find out. In other words, he wasn't convinced he was right. He wanted me to help him figure out whether he was right or not. Ross, what's that? What is that on TV? The chipmunks or gerbils? By the way, Ross says, instead of whatever you want, it's Alvin and the chipmunks, yeah, right. There's whatever you want and whatever is good. He says, ever you want, instead of whatever. Ross called me a dumb, sweet dad, by the way. Anyway, aside from that, he said, I call the gerbils chipmunks, and he said, we all make mistakes, right?
Yeah.
In other words, you made a mistake.
You say chipmunks all the time.
I say chipmunks, and you say gerbils, right?
Yeah.
How come Daddy says chipmunks all the time?
Because
he thinks the chipmunks are gerbils. The gerbils are chipmunks. Right?
And I think the chipmunks are gerbils.
Right.
Yeah, we all make mistakes.
We sure do.
Yeah.
Who makes more mistakes, you or your dad?
Me.
Well, Daddy makes mistakes sometimes, too.
Yeah, you and me.
You should see all the mistakes I make.
Huh?
You should see all the mistakes I make. I make a lot of mistakes when I'm down at my work.
Down at your work?
Yeah, I make mistakes at work.
Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Have the power thing. Have the bottle.
Oh, thank you. Put it right here, okay?
Can I see?
It's all right if I make mistakes?
Yeah.
Oh, good. You think being mistakes is all right?
Yeah.
You mean making mistakes?
Yeah, I think
so. Oh, Ross was trying to get a sock into his shoe. He was having trouble with his sock, and he was telling me about a problem that he'd been having. He said, it's coming right now. In other words, that problem is returning right now, right? And so he was coming in a sense like my tummy's having trouble and the bird's coming right now or whatever.
Daddy,
yeah.
Daddy,
you what?
I pulled the sock out of my head.
Out of your head?
Yeah.
How can you pull a sock out of your head? You can't have socks in your head. Don't yell too loud, little baby. Don't yell too loud.
I pulled a garbage can out of my head.
A garbage can out of your head? How can you pull a garbage can out of your head?
I pulled a knife out of my head.
Oh, Ross, those things aren't possible. You can't have a knife in your head.
How do you do that to me?
What?
How did you do that to me?
How did you? On December 16th, Mark, Ross was, I was saying to Ross, we're going to go in the plane and fly. And Ross says, no, just in the plane. In other words, he thought that I meant that we're going to get into the plane and into the fly. You can't get into an insect, and so he didn't like that idea. It's a good example of failure to decode polysemy, P-O-L-Y-S-E-M-Y. Ross said, if you don't let me do such and such, then I won't get you any presents. What did you say, Ross?
Yeah.
Now, what did you say? If you don't do what I say, I won't get you any presents. He wanted me to let him have Fred Flintstones in bed. And starting to learn how to threaten. Also, the landlord, I was cleaning up the floor, and he was real tired of waiting. He said, I'm really tired of waiting. I can't wait any longer. What did you say?
Huh? That's what I said.
Yeah. And then he said, about Dad, go upstairs and get me something. He said, you can handle it, Dad. Right? You can handle it, Dad. You can do it all right.
Get me up my socks.
Right, get me my socks. You can handle it, Dad.
Come on.
Right. Also, he talks about things being his size, right? That my arms are your size. What did you say about your arms?
My heart has your heart.
Oh, it does? We have hearts together?
My heart has your arms in it.
Because I'm holding you?
Yeah. Now give your hands back to me. And you got my hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your heart, how you give them to me.
And so we're holding each other. We were talking about whether Ross had to go to preschool, and he said, let's go to California now. And I said, no, you can't. He said, I want to go to California without going to preschool. It's the first case of without such and such I've ever heard. Ross said, running shoes don't make you slip any men. What he means is that you can't slip with running shoes, right? Also, I told him I was going to pick him up at 3 o'clock today, and he said, that's too long, Daddy, that's too much. He said, it goes 1, 2, 3, right? I said, yeah. In other words, he was confirming that 3 o'clock is pretty late. He wanted to pick him up during his nap.
First recording now.
Our first song is Hi There, Hey There, Ho There. Ready?
We are
Flight to Los Angeles, Ross said, saw a piece of gum in the, anyway, he saw a piece of gum in the, one of the cigarette ash holder, ash trays, and said it wasn't there in the first place. In other words, it wasn't there the first time I looked. Okay, we're reading Star Wars here. Okay. The skeptical youth.
Okay, I'll try. No, do or do not.
Try not.
Do, try not. Do or do not. There is no try. So under your instructions, you learn the voice for good.
Very nice.
Can I
turn
the page?
Yes. Beep, beep, beep.
Beep, beep, beep.
Meanwhile,
Han brought the Millennium Falcon in for landing on the Wolf Tannoy.
On the immense...
On the Wolf Tannoy.
The immense floating colony of Cloud City.
Ran over and steps to the bank room. Boo, bam, bam, boo, bam. Boom. Bam, boom, bam,
yeah.
Boom.
My buddy Lando runs this place.
Here I go way back.
Uh-huh.
Beep, we were partners in a three-month rocket. But can we trick this one aboard that has no...
Aflia?
Aflia?
No.
Huh?
Then Han says...
No.
But he has...
No choice.
He has no love for the Empire.
He has no love for the Empire.
Lando led his guests...
to the banquet room.
Uh-huh.
To celebrate the water.
Huh?
Suddenly, until song to the surrounding them. Roar, bam, boo, blah. Roar, bam. Roar, bam.
Sorry.
Sorry, said Lando.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, buddy. Said Lando miserably.
Darth Vader and the bounty hunter.
Arrived
just before you did.
Just before you did. We're looking for someone called Skywalker. But why would Vader want Luke? I had no choice.
Yeah, you said I had no choice. At that same moment,
as Luke was chewing, he told his friends in prison on Cloud Say, I must go to them. No.
Ready? You are
not. Oh, my Jedi. They say that you must finish. But they're my friends. I'll be back, Master Yoda. I promise. Now look, where's this one?
Darth Vader stood in Cloud City.
Horrible freezing room. I would take Skywalker into the Empire alive.
But unharmed.
Han will be tested first. Bring him Captain Silver. Into a deep pit, swung down him, and swung him in a far middle form. All was alive.
And in perfect hibernation.
We met the same for Skywalker. Found them face to face with an enemy Darth Vader. The rebels, their lightsabers swang the light.
Luke attacked boldly.
Like the stars of Darth were just sweet. You're much learned, Skywalker, but you are not a Jedi yet.
Okay, let's take a break, okay?
Okay.
I said, you watch my game. I'm doing it all the time. You better watch, because I'm doing it all the time. You did, honey? Be real careful, okay? You better watch, because I'm doing it all the time. And he said, this time I'm doing it better. Ross is going around kicking his foot and going, ow, and I asked him what he was doing. He said, I'm owing my foot and eating it. Marky, this is today, it's December 22nd, Marky said, you hurt my finger, and then a little later he said, don't hurt me, when I was trying to clean his mouth. Just Marky. He meant, stop bothering me, Daddy, right?
Watch, Dad.
And he also said, why can't I open my seatbelt, asking me a question. He knew the answer to it, which was he couldn't open the seatbelt because he's flying. He said, I can't because I'm flying. So he asked a question and answered it. Ross said, Daddy, you know how I get back in? You know how I get back in? The same way that I get out. He's talking about how he gets in and out of my coat. He wanted me to show how cute he was. Ross said, I want a shirt. I want my shirt on. And he said, if I'm going to Celia's house, then I need a then I need a shirt. Ross said, when you were gone, I saw two Martians on TV. Yeah. And then he said, later we were talking about, this was true, he did see a couple Martians on a TV program when I was gone. And then he said, we were talking about mailing presents so Santa could get them and bring them down the chimney. And I said he said, we better hurry up and mail the presents because Santa's coming fast. And what he meant is because Santa's coming soon. This is on the 19th of December. Well, I said, Daddy, can I have another one? But I had two, and now I need another one with water. I don't know why he said, but. I had two, and now I need another one with water. He's referring to aspirin for his poor little sick tummy. Ross wanted some water to eat with his aspirin. He said, I gave him one. I said, are you finished? And he said, yeah. Now I need some water to drink it down. It's just in my heart. What is it?
No, in my breast.
And he said, it's just in my heart. No, in my breast. And I got to get water to make it go down in my tummy, right?
What?
What for?
To go it down my tummy.
To go it down my tummy. That was it, yeah. To go it down my tummy.
To take it down my tummy.
To take it down your tummy?
Yeah. Or will it come in my tummy?
What's happening?
Yeah.
Is that good enough?
Yeah, good enough.
No. Are you ready for your bottom to get wiped?
You. Hmm? I'll get wiped here.
I can help you. I can help you. If you stand up, I will do it for you. That will make clean. So make sure you don't stay down. I don't want any messy bottom to go down this thing. Is that bottom happy now?
Yeah, happy.
What I'm going to do is...
Just lay it on the bed of my hand.
Go ahead.
Then my hand. Just lay it on the bed of my hand. Right there.
Okay.
Right there.
What happened to your tummy, Mom?
Huh?
What was wrong with your tummy?
I had to go poo.
Is that all that's going
on? Yeah, I only did some poo.
Russ was sitting on the floor dejected. He said, I don't have my blanket. And here I am sitting on the floor and I don't have my blanket. Hi. Ross was watching TV. I went in and I said, how are you doing? He said, over. My children's program is over. Commenting on why he wasn't doing so well. Of course, it's not quite over, really. Mark was getting out and he said, get out me. In other words, I want to get out. Get out me.